that God has some indicators that show that he wanted for man to be active. He wanted for man to carry on a very active life. Number one factor there we see is he put man in a garden, and he told man in Genesis 2 to dress and keep the garden. It was rather more or less a physical job. Certainly nothing we can relate to right now, but we do understand that to be physical. Another factor which indicate that the Creator has built-in activity for man is the arrangement of the veins in the lower extremities, in the legs. You know, in the arteries that carries the blood away from the heart pumps the blood and moves it quickly and swiftly throughout the entire circulatory system. But when it comes on to the blood returning to the heart from the lower extremities in the lower veins, it's rather a little bit more challenging. But God has a design, how he designed the muscles and the veins to be sandwiched between two muscles. And the veins are equipped with one-way valves. And as we walk, the motion of walking causes the vein, the muscles, to press against the vein and acts as a pump, a mechanical pump, to move the blood back towards the heart. And when we relax, then we see that the one-way valve closes, prevent the blood from going backward or going downward. So the whole idea of contraction and relaxation make that very, very effective there. So that's another factor how we know that the Creator intended for man to have physical activity as a very vital part of their existence. Alright, so once again we look at the fact, our occupation that he gave to man to dress and keep the garden. Number two, we look at the circulation. And so these two factors, there are others. Another would be, as I think about it, is the lymphatic system. There's as much lymph vessels as there is blood vessels throughout the body. And the lymphatic vessels is very, very vital to our very existence. And so what we have is the lymph is the fluid, or the interstitial fluid, that's around every cell in our body. That fluid there has to be filtered and to be recirculated into the general blood circulation. And what does that is the lymphatic vessels. The lymphatic vessels do not have pumps either, just like the veins. But what God has designed to get the lymph to circulate, you know, what he has designed is deep breathing exercise. You know, research show that when we deep breathe, it just, the diaphragmic movement just acts as a pump to really get that lymphatic vessels to circulate. So shallow breathing, on the other hand, is very detrimental. It's a slow death process. Those who lots of shallow breathing, sometimes, you know, the way folks dress these days with tight clothing, it does not allow them to breathe deeply. You know, it is said, Dr. Samuel West shared in his book that sometimes Indians back in the days when they're ready to die, when they know their time has come, they would go into the woods and they would breathe as shallow as they possibly can for 24 hours, and that usually take them out. So shallow breathing is not a good thing. So again, we see the lymphatic vessels has to circulate the lymph, And the way that that does that is through deep breathing. And now when we look at exercising, it's hard to do a good walk without deep breathing. But deep breathing, we should actually practice that so it becomes a natural part of our functioning. All right? Now, research today demonstrate that an active lifestyle is more conducive to health and longevity than the more passive or sedentary lifestyle, spending more time sitting down. You know, those folks who just sit at the desk all day long and don't even get up, you know, but very, very rarely. It's really not a good thing at all. And so some of the research demonstrate that inactivity, putting my hands on one of these research that I looked at before, this one is dealing with the actual causes of death in the United States. Tobacco being the number one lifestyle factor. Then next to that on the scale, on the graph, is diet and inactivity, very conducive to slow death process. In other words, what we eat has more to do with our dying or living, and our activity or lack of activity also affects that. So it is a good thing to get on the move. There are much more research material to help to indicate that. And I have a few studies that were done, and that shows that it is not an option. Activity is not an option when it comes on to life. We must get up and move. Our Creator intends for us to be active, to enjoy an active lifestyle. When it comes on to the cardiovascular system, we need to get up and walk. Right? No excuse for lack of activity. And all right, let's see here in this particular research. Exercise lowers your risk of blood fat level. Aerobic exercise burns up and lowers fat in the blood. 11 women rested one day, then went walking for 90 minutes the next day. After exercise, both fasting and post-meal blood fat levels fell, 19% lower than fasting level, 24% lower after eating a high-fat diet. So exercise, in other words, helped to lower blood fat levels. All right? Aerobic exercise raises the HDL, or good cholesterol, levels. Aerobic exercise, 12 to 20 minutes, to 20 aerobic miles per week, achieve/maintain a healthy body weight, avoid smoking, avoid trans fatty acids. For every 1% increase in HDL level, the risk of heart disease decreases by 2 to 3%. So in this particular research, it shows that the exercise raises the HDL levels. And if you were able to see this graph, that would make it much easier. More clearer to you. Alright? This one, by the way, that one was from Clinical Guidelines on Cholesterol Management, NHLBL. That was the source. This one is from JAMA, volume 276, number 3, page 205. This physical activity protects against high cholesterol levels. So in one instance, we have the graph indicating a low fit, and the other one a highly fit person. The highly fit persons have a greater protection from high cholesterol level. It's really simple. You can go online and look a lot of these things up and see that to sit down around the house, inside the house all day, and not make a special effort to become active, it is like debt on the installment plan, just day by day, just sitting around the house, not doing anything. Just get up, eat, and sleep. That's not good, friends. Physical activity cuts the risk of high blood pressure. This is from the Archives of Internal Medicine. All right. Men with the highest activity levels had the lowest rate of high blood pressure. So again, so folks need to get out and walk. There is no substitute for good walk. Walking is an excellent exercise that almost everyone can do. All right? Okay. Physical activity protects against the effects of smoking. All right, this one is also from JAMA, same journal, volume 276. All right, so those who are smoking, as a matter of fact, it's hard to smoke while you exercise. So you will find that exercise not only discouraged the smoking idea, but it helped to reverse some of the negative effects of the smoking upon the body. All right. So we want to encourage you to get out and get moving. Here's a good quotation, says, "All who can possibly do so ought to walk in the open air every day, summer and winter. A walk, even in the winter, would be more beneficial to the health than all the medicine the doctors may prescribe." That's from Counsels on Health. Ellen White, page 52. Aerobic exercise strengthens the heart. You know, friends, you know, I do some lessons on exercise, and one of the things we talk about is the heart as a muscle. The more we exercise, the stronger the heart muscle becomes, and the stronger the heart muscles become, then we find that each beat of the heart propels the blood, pushes the blood more swiftly and more energetically along in the long pipeline of our arteries. And so because it does such an efficient job of pumping the blood with each beat, then it can take a nice sigh of relief and rest for a longer period of time. And then it does its thing again. It beats again and pushes the blood way over yonder. So then it can just rest. So you find that folks who are physically active, those who are fit, one of the things that you will find is that their heart rate is much lower than the person who is not fit. Their heart got to be pumping so much faster because each beat is not as efficient in moving the blood along. So exercise, even if a person starts slowly, because if a person is not accustomed to exercising, they would not want to just get out there and try to run a marathon. That's a death sentence. But they would start off very slow at a pace that's very comfortable to them. And with time, they can increase that pace, increase the frequency, and so on, and it will greatly benefit them. Okay? Exercise is just amazing. You know, when we look at, there is a measurement for that is used when it comes on to exercise, the duration of exercise. Person should aim at least 30 minutes 5 times each week. Each exercise session should be at least 10 to 15 minutes, so a person can have two in one day, break it up in 15 minute sections, you know, and so on, or they can break it up in a 10 minute section. But you get out and walk, the duration, okay? Now, the intensity of the activity is gauged. There's a term they call METS, M-E-T-S, which are used to measure the intensity of the activity. And what METS is the sitting quietly is a 1 minute activity, so you're not burning up very much energy. So they call just sitting quietly a 1 minute, all right? Now, running is a 10 to 12 minute activity, which means that when running, you are burning 10 to 12 times as many calories per minute as when sitting watching television or at a computer. So you can think of METs as multiples of your resting metabolism. So sitting down, just not doing anything, is a 1 minute activity versus running or more activity. The METs increases based upon the amount of calorie that is being burned compared to when you were just sitting quietly. So you want to aim for at least 30 minutes. 5 times per week, and as I mentioned, you can divide that up into segments. Alright? Each exercise session, as mentioned earlier, we talked about that. Now, it states that people who exercise 15 minutes per day experience a 14% drop in death rate from any cause and a 3-year longer life expectancy than sedentary people. That's the Lancet early online publication, August 2011. For every additional 15 minutes of exercise per day, mortality levels drop another 4%. So really, you know, one way to stay young is to get out and exercise, and that's the thing that a lot of people have excuse for. I just don't feel like doing it. I don't have enough energy. Who need to exercise? I'm not playing no baseball. I'm not in no sports. So I don't need to exercise. But we need to recognize that if you plan to be alive, if you plan to live with some quality life, then you want to try to do some exercise, because exercise will help to improve, increase your quality of life, you know. It really does. It keeps you young. It keeps you young, looking young, staying young for a while. And furthermore, it gives you 3 additional years just by exercise alone. When you adapt the other principles of health, then the benefits even increases. All right? So don't allow discouragement. Okay, one of the reasons people don't exercise is that, oh, I don't have enough energy. They say, I don't have enough energy. And there are reasons why persons may not have enough energy. Several reasons. One, if you're not drinking water, you really shouldn't expect to have energy. If you do have energy without drinking water, you count it as a tremendous blessing, because water is very necessary for all the metabolic functions within our bodies. Just imagine you're not drinking water and your blood is make up of the majority of water. So as your hydration level goes down, your blood naturally gets thicker. Your kidneys have to work harder trying to pump that thickened blood. and you really don't have energy. Your heart pounds hard, especially when you wake up in the morning. It's beating so hard. You sleep so hard that in the morning you can hardly roll out of bed. You feel drugged, sluggish. And this also happens with children. Parents do not encourage their children to drink water, which they should. All right? So if you don't feel like exercising, you may need to make some additional steps. You may need to start drinking water. Examine, am I drinking water? Am I, you know, just what's going on with me, you know? Am I running issues with my sugars being low? Sugars is energy. So if your sugars are low, then you won't expect to have energy as well. On the other hand, there are some people who can drink. There are a few people who drink too much water. There's a few good health, and some of them are, you know, health enthusiasts. And some of them are just people who heard that water was good, so they just decide to flood their body. That can be counterproductive as well, in that you wash everything out, or you wash too much out. You lower your sugar, you lower your electrolytes. And friends, if you don't have those electrolytes, the messages won't travel over the nerve to communicate with the muscles and other vital organs to tell the body what to do. So while that's just a slim group of people who does that, but I just thought I'd mention that. Another factor that can lower a person's energy, if you're eating a high meat diet, a high protein diet, whether meat or nuts or other vegetarian sources, if you're eating a high protein diet, and coupled with that, you're not drinking enough water, that just makes it a more absolute, definite factor that the blood gets thickened, you won't have energy. So if you reduce on the protein intake, then, you know, and drink more water, that will do wonders to help your heart and your cardiovascular system to function better. I mean, water will even give you more endurance if you drink water for the same reason that it enables the blood to carry more oxygen to flow more easily throughout the system. So now there are different types of exercise. Let's talk about that. Once you gain, you overcome the obstacles to exercise, you may want to consider some of the various types of exercise that almost anyone can do. I know walking, anyone or everyone can get out and walk, whether it's taking one step every minute or two steps every minute. Most people is able to walk. Walking, when done properly, is second to none other exercise. Okay, so this could be walking in the morning before breakfast, or walking in the evening, just at a suitable time. The important factor is that you don't want to walk and become sweaty and work up a sweat or your heart rate, you know, up right before your meals. You would have to cool down. Make sure you have a good cool down period before you go eat, because that will interfere and interrupt the digestive process. Running, some people do running. They want to burn up some more energy. Swimming is another. Swimming is next, like walking, really, because it brings all the muscles into activity. And if you can do that, that's very good. Stretching, manual labor is also a form of exercise. Gardening is an exercise. Rebounder, getting on a trampoline, those who are able. Now that is an exercise that's very therapeutic, very beneficial for the lymphatic system, which we talk about. If the lymphatic system is not circulating, then we are closer to dying than to living. Okay, so those are some exercises that that can be done to improve our state of health and well-being. The important thing is you want to choose something that you're comfortable with. Of course, you may have to speak with your medical professional to get clearance before you start an exercise program. But we should all get out and exercise, one kind of exercise or another. You understand there, listeners? Yeah, just move on out and begin to move, begin to exercise, and enjoy youthful look and lots of energy. All right? Lots of energy. All right? So that's an exercise. So we looked at some of the hurdles, obstacles, why people don't want, some excuses why people don't want to exercise. So listeners, we just want to encourage you to tune in next week at this same time. If you have any question or comment, you can contact Peter at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. Thank you very much. Drink plenty of water, and we'll see you next time.
And that was Peter Lewis with the Better Living Health Food Program this morning on Catfish 99.7 FM. Listen to Peter Lewis weekly, 11:20, 11:30, every Wednesday on 99.7. Streaming live, WRJBRadio.com. Learn how to take better care of yourself with Better Living with Peter Lewis.
That's right. I've been out at that EWS landfill site over there filling in for Pamela from the paper and Flash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was okay.
Well, what is going on at the landfill?
They are trying to see if they can get it worked out. Apparently, it's been closed for a year.
Which landfill?
The industrial waste one this way. Not the one there.
Okay.
But, the industrial waste one up that way. So they just had a demonstration and let people know what's going on up there. And I had a couple interviews. It went all right.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been closed, and they're trying to open it back?
No, they're trying to take care of it because there's a lot of hazardous materials there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
And it's affecting people's health.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To be honest with you, I think there's a lot of denial about that.
Yeah, there probably is. Political denial. Yeah, they're politically correct, man.
But what do you think about people in those positions like that? They're getting paid a lot of money, but a lot of times they're just spending their own tails about stuff, too.
Right, they're just looking about their own interests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just money talking politics, man. You pay them enough money, you can get them to say anything you want them to say. A politician is just made to say, to
that's
lie.
That's not good.
No, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
It's not good, man.
Peter, I'm sorry we had to.
That's all right, Ron. We did it. We made it happen.
I'm glad y'all got it worked out.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't operate this equipment every day, so I forget from one time to another.
That's all right. I would too.
Well, Pamela's husband slipped and fell, and he's in the hospital, so.
Slipped and fell?
Yeah, so she wasn't up there. He's got a slip disc in his back, and Flash had other business to take care of, so I was kind of filling in the gaps for them two, and I was up there.
Who all was? They have several people there.
Yeah, Mike Melton was there. That was in the Tennessean for his health going downhill from the landfill. Pat Flood was there. I got an interview with him. I interviewed Mike Melton. I interviewed Richard. That was on your show.
Richard? Oh, yeah.
He was there.
Mm-hmm. Richard Hood.
Smith. Yeah, mm-hmm. Richard Smith was there. Channel 7 was there. Mallory Cook was there doing some reporting.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everything went okay. There was a few people there.
Ah, so we're going to make the news, huh?
Me?
No, we didn't make the news.
Oh, we didn't make the news?
You said Channel 7 was there?
Yeah, Channel 7 is just doing their own news story on it. Of course, we'll have our own, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they drive the driver on top of the lamp.
Yeah. Be like, we're on garbage right now. We're on top of garbage at this moment.
What did it look like?
Well, the Big Black Mountain looked like a hot mess. There was bulldozers and stuff on top. There was, like, liners and stuff spread around it. Hard to believe something that high up in the air is in Camden.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty high.
Yeah, it is. Maybe 500 feet or so.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty high up.
Wow, so they need to move it out then.
That's a good question. I don't think they're going to move out anything. Because I asked a couple people during my interviews, and they're like, no, we can't really move anything out. We can encapsulate it and cap it off from everybody else, though.
Now, I guess once you get one of these landfills in your community, it's there forever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so we got that one out there, and then we got that one out there.
Oh, man. And east and west.
Yeah. Two big burdens.
Yeah, and it might affect the water system, doesn't it?
Hey, you know something I read in Time magazine yesterday? This is unbelievable. Forgot where what country it was, but this whale washed up on the shore dead. They opened this whale up, and whale had, I think it was 17 pounds of plastic.
17 pounds of plastic. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you can see what our oceans are. I mean, I read somewhere where you get, there's more plastic bottles in the ocean than there are fish.
Are you kidding? So that's where it dumps, huh?
Can you believe that?
It's hard to believe that. There's a lot of fish.
I don't think the Lord's happy with that, do you?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all. Have mercy. He has to come back real soon. No. Man will destroy him.
So we got some real environmental problems that you wouldn't normally know about.
Yeah. Politicians are paid to protect the people.
You know, the thing about that, we got to have politicians and people in power.